Oh, when I go to heaven, if indeed I go, and am surrounded by thousands of polite angels, I shall say courteously, please leave me alone. You are doubtless all delightful, but I do not wish to become acquainted with you. Let me have a park, and a beautiful view of sea and hill, mountain and river, valley and plain, with no end of tropical foliage, and a few well-behaved small cherubs to cook and keep the place clean. And after I'm quite established, say, 1 or 2 of years, an angel of a wife. Oh, I wish to goodness I could get a wife. You have no idea how sick I am of living alone. I must ask my friends to make a memorandum of any lady under 28 who has a little money and who knows how to cut pencils and make puddings. Nothing more.
There was a young lady whose bonnet came untied when the birds sat upon it. But she said, I don't care. All the birds of the air are welcome to sit on my bonnet.
Oh, Gussie. There is but one Gussie. If only her father were not such an abominable tyrant. I really think he wants Gussie not to get married at all, just so that you can stay at home and look after him always. Can any parent really be as selfish as that? I'd marry her myself if I thought there was any chance of happiness. Poor Gussie. But how to decide? If her life is sad, united to mine, would it be less so? Or rather, would it not be more so? I do not say I am decided to take this leap in the dark. I say I am nearer to doing so than I ever was before. Poor dear little Gussie. I do not know what to do. Bless me, even if I could afford it, I am not sure that marriage would be a safe risk. The risk of marriage is so great a risk of making two people more unhappy than before. No, I have come to the conclusion that nobody ought to marry at all, and that no more people ought ever to be born, so we should be gradually extinguished, and the world be left to triumphant chimpanzees, gorillas, cockroaches, and crocodiles.
On the coast of Coromandel, where the early pumpkins blow, in the middle of the woods lived the young Ebongibo. 2 old chairs and half a candle, 1 old jug without a handle, these were all his worldly goods in the middle of the woods. These were all the worldly goods of the young Ebongibo, of the young Ebongibo. Once among the bong trees walking, where the early pumpkins blow, to a little heap of stones came the young Ebongibo.
"'Tis the Lady Jingly Jones. On that little heap of stones sits the Lady Jingly Jones."
Said the young Ebongibo,
"Lady Jingly, Lady Jingly, sitting where the pumpkins blow, will you come and be my wife?"
Said the young Ebongibo.
"I am tired of living. I am tired of living. on this coast so wild and shingly,
so
I'm
so
weary of my life.
Oh, so weary and tired.
If you'll come and be my wife, quite serene would be my life.
Said the young imam.
Her tears began to flow.
Your proposal comes too late, Mr. Yongi Bongi Boo. I would be your wife most gladly.
Here she twirls her fingers madly.
Little heap of stones to her doggy.